Zelensky has joined us. Hi, Sharon, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Eno.
You went on your Sharon school run.
I
said it wrong twice, actually, earlier on. I'm really sorry about this. It's actually Monroe National School.
Yeah, I had a little typo.
No. It was all my fault. It's always my fault.
Okay.
My name is over the door. It's always my fault. In our latest trip to primary schools across the country, Sharon Linsky from The Breakfast Show headed to County Kilkenny to meet the pupils from Monroe National School. And Sharon spoke to Christopher, Isabel, Alex, Rebecca, Shifra, Owen, Amy, Katie, Sarah, Cara, Saoirse, Alison, Orna, Moya, Rachel, Tom, Aidan, Seamus, and Rory.
Yourself with that one, well in the world.
Very good. So this is all down in Monroe National School in Kilkenny. Is it near the city of Kilkenny, or is it?
It's a little bit out from the city. Yeah, okay. So it's like the next exit off the motorway. Okay. Is how I would describe it.
And were they nice?
They were lovely. They were all getting ready to do their Christmas play, Star Attraction. I hope I got that one right.
Star Attraction.
Yeah.
Right.
So they were all very busy and doing lots in the school in the run up to Christmas. They were telling me that I think today they're doing baking. So I obviously picked the wrong day to go down and visit them.
Oh, the baking.
The cookies.
Yeah.
But so they're very busy for Christmas down in Monroe.
Very good. Okay, so what did you ask them about then?
So the first thing I asked them, it is, I suppose, the season to be chatting toys and games and anything that you can find under a Christmas tree. So I asked the guys, what's top of their Christmas wish list this year?
Mine would probably be Lego. I'm obsessed with Lego.
Super Smash Bros.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get it, but I'd want a hoverboard.
A basketball hoop.
The Nintendo Switch.
It's a huge art box and it has crayons, paints, markers and a whole load of stuff.
I kind of want a skateboard or something.
I'm getting the Lego Friends Grand Hotel.
Mine's probably the rebender. It's kind of a spring in kind of a thing and then you hit the slitter.
Mine is probably Lego Friends Pets. It's like this pets kind of shop thing.
I would probably like Lego.
It's there's this treehouse one, and I just find it interesting.
Blue headphones.
And I'm getting a train that has a remote control and it moves.
Roller skates, because we have like a big kitchen.
I've got a big kitchen. I love
it.
Yeah, that'll be good.
But there's a nice mix, isn't there? Yeah. I was expecting a lot of computer games, but no, the kids in Monroe want.
That's good, isn't
it? A lot of hurling, a lot of Lego.
Well, they're in Kilkenny, so I suppose they're going to like the bit of hurling, all right. And then the Lego seems to be very popular, isn't it?
Lots, all different kinds of Lego.
They've got a whole range out there. And, that school is boys and girls, everybody getting into the whole thing. And, great to hear it, though, because I think there'll be a lot of schools around the country will be kind of thinking along the same lines there. Maybe apart from the hurling. But unless you're in Clare.
Unless you're in Clare or Tip.
Or I better, Tip. We better mention them all now, yeah. Mayo? No.
Mayo.
No, not Mayo. That's the
we
football.
We have a hurling team in my place.
Okay, so there you go. And we want to thank Moontour Eilish. Thank you, Moontour Eilish. Orla, Kira and Martina, the SNA Marie, and the secretary, Bridget, as well, who's probably the most important of them all, isn't she?
She's welcome. She's the face of the school.
Secretaries are always very important. And all the pupils of Monroe National School, it's typed right down the bottom there.
I caught that one right.
National School in Kilkenny. So hi to everybody in Monroe. So did you ask them about anything else?
Yes. So obviously, I'm sure you're heading to it. We've our own JFM Christmas party tomorrow.
Yes, you're not going because you're going to be live on the air to the nation with Friday Night Anthems.
Exactly.
From 9. Tune in, everybody. Sharon Linsky, doing her thing.
I'll have my own party. But there's loads of parties kicking off. I know a lot of my friends.
Be careful,
friends.
Or we might all come back to your party. See, in the middle of
You're
your
not
show.
Allowed. Not allowed. I'll have the studio door locked. They're happening across the country over the weekend. So I asked the gang in Monroe National School, if they were to organise the Christmas party, what would they have at it?
Maybe you can get like a Santa to come around. The main thing is the food and the drinks. A whole bunch of balloons. A Santa, maybe like two or three elves, and a pop-up bar.
Have loads of wine and then chat and then chat and then have more wine.
There'll be a dance floor and you'll be dancing.
There'll be a lot of drinking going on.
Probably I'd have a whole big line of drinks.
Maybe a dance floor, because the last time my dad went to a party, he started dancing.
Decorations and loads of sweets and dinners.
Well, I'd have a huge Christmas tree.
Loads of food, probably, because my family loves eating it.
Probably a trampoline. I'd get loads of food from
from a takeaway, and then we'd get like loads of toys to play with.
A white chocolate fountain and a milk chocolate fountain, and then I'd have like strawberries and blueberries beside it and put it in a cup.
I'd call Domino's and tell them we need 5 pizzas, just to be sure. Buy a bounty castle to keep forever. And then I'd get a chocolate fountain.
Food, drinks, maybe some Play-Doh.
Some Play-Doh.
Play-Doh.
Could you imagine the Christmas party with the chocolate fountains, the Play-Doh and the bouncy castles?
So isn't Annette Freeman, she's organising our Christmas party here.
Annette,
so
take note. Annette,
trampoline, Annette, a bouncy castle,
yeah.
5 pizzas from Domino's.
Yeah, that'll be enough for us.
That's it, we're sorted. Thanks a million, Sharon. Cheers.